I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Is up, everybody. Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 178. And joining me today is Alex.
This is going to be like a real intimate podcast right now.
It really is. It really is. It's one of those shows that it's just us two. So
yeah,
these are usually the real fun ones, you know.
Dude, it's because you and I, like, we've been friends for such a long time that we could just, like, you know, go back and forth with random stuff anyway.
Exactly.
But just to give the listeners an idea of what's going on, Brian had to take care of stuff from work, and Franny, which was actually, you know, she was going to join us, something came up at the last second, so she had to, you know, kind of, like, you know, call out, if you will.
Yeah, basically. That's a good way to call it. That's a good way to put it out there. That's a good way to do it. Yeah.
Because I mean, like I said, dude, before we started recording, I mentioned that I was listening to the last episode, and dude, it was like, I love our back and forth. Like, usually, like, after we record, sometimes I'll just give it a listen and see how it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I legitimately enjoy just, you know, our conversations, and more so, like, when I give it a listen again, it's like, we got some good stuff.
Yeah, we have very, very, very detailed and fun conversations while on the air.
Yeah.
Even while we were not recording, we always have pretty dope conversations, pretty fun conversations for the most part.
Yeah, well, we love to converse with one another. We have a lot of similar interests. You know, we like
that's a lot of
similar stuff. Even, and then, you know, us as individuals, we all have our certain things that, you know, like, what I mean, like, you may not like as much and vice versa. But you know what? We respect it because, you know, it's just how we are with each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how we are with each other. That's the same way we've been since we got to know each other. We've always been the same way.
Yeah, it's funny because I still think of, like, how grateful I am that you introduced me to Hatebreed. So it's just like, yay.
Yeah. That's what I do, man.
Introduce people to fucking Hatebreed. Yes, that's how you are. Hi, I'm Steve. Do you listen to Hatebreed?
Exactly. I'm like, it's like the good news.
You're like a Jehovah's Witness for Hatebreed.
Yeah. I'm a Joss's Witness.
Yeah, you're Joss's Witness or whatever. Hello, my name is Steve. Have you heard the Book of Jasta?
Basically, for real. Not the
Book of Jasta.
Gospel love.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I do, man. I like to share in the heavy, you know?
That didn't come out right.
I guess.
I like to share in the heavy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know. You know what I'm saying. So what's going on? How you been, man? What's going on?
Well, let's see. I know you could probably say the same thing, but work has just been work, and it's been busy as of late. And for whatever reason, we've been having a lot of people, like the ones that, like, you know, normally people that don't know. You know, people that cover the what they call floaters or whatever. We there's a term that we use called FSRs. Well, you already know. I'm just saying it for the audience, right? So we had a lot of different FSRs coming in this week, whatever, to our site, and there was one person that I haven't seen in person in quite some time,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a mutual, you know, we both of us worked with her in the past.
Yeah.
And, yeah, our friend Samantha. And it was great to see her because she was when I first met her, she was one of those people that she's very humorous, but she has a weird sense of humor, but in a good way.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I loved was that with our old boss, right, you know, the one that we talked about, the weasel,
mm-hmm.
right, she used to like kind of put him in his place subtly, but I picked up on it and I always found it hilarious.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, she's one of those people that's super religious, right, but then she's also super hood at the same time, but very proper at it. Right.
Yeah. So, so when she was there, we were just catching up on stuff. So she, you know, she mentioned that the site where they had her at for a while, she had to, you know, step away from that site for, you know, personal reasons or whatever. It was a disagreement with one of the clients in there, something like that. I don't really want to get into details because that was kind of personal,
mm-hmm.
but. That's just like, you know, the abridged version of that.
Right.
So right now what she's trying to do is she's trying to find a set site. Whenever, you know, like whenever someone as such loses a site, at least with the company that we work for, they try to accommodate and try to assist, you know, the employees to try to find a set place.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah. But you already know also, if they can't find a certain place for you for a while and, you know, stuff like that, then they'll probably give you I forget what the term is called for that. I don't know if you remember it. You know how, like, if you can't find the thing, like, after, like, I don't know, I want to say, like,
kind of like a forced retirement or whatever.
yeah. A forced resignation. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we couldn't find the proper place for you, so, like, at least you tried. So,
yeah,
it's known, yeah.
If you want to go, you can go.
Yeah. You don't got to go too far, but we can't stay here.
Yeah. I'm not kicking you out, but you can't stay here. Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
So, yeah, so it was just nice, you know, conversing with her, you know, like I said, it's been too long. And then one of the first things I thought was awesome that she asked you right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I mentioned the stuff that we record the podcast and everything together. So she got like happy, like, oh, that's cool. You know, like, so, you know, she asked for you and all that stuff. And I told her that when we record this week, that I will mention her on the podcast. She started laughing. She was like, good.
So now the world knows.
Yeah, it's a little more into our personal lives. Yeah, so yeah, other than that, it's been I've been tinkering with the script of just putting, I have like a set dialogue to kind of end the next issue. But mm-hmm. I'm still placing like dialogue together. So, you know, like I said, it's still a work in progress. And then from there, I'm going to have to do a couple of new sketches for, you know, for that issue, which it's not too bad, but, you know, I can do that. And what I thought was actually kind of cool was that during the week, I actually get a message from a friend of mine, someone that we used to backyard wrestle together and, you know, we trained together and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, he shot me a message telling me that where he's living at now, that where he's at, that he's starting his own wrestling promotion.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so what he wanted me to do was, and, you know, like I'm not going to say the name of the promotion or anything like that because, you know, it's still a work in progress for when it comes to him.
Of course, yeah.
He wanted me to give him an idea for the titles. Like, he wants me to do like a basic sketch of like the titles and stuff like that. Like, because he, you know, he's like, he threw an idea at me, and I was like, you know what, I can kind of work with that. So I'm gonna, when I think this weekend will be a combination of working on the you know, the script, continuing with the script for the comic, and I mean, just, you know, back and forth with like random drawings like that. So.
Hell yeah, that's awesome, dude. I'm excited for you, man.
Yeah, you know, it's good to keep busy. And then other than that, just like random video game playing here and there. And actually, as I was telling you before we started recording, you know, even before then, that I finally got to watch Joker.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I guess you could say a blockbuster movie or whatever. It's not really a blockbuster, but it is a blockbuster because it's made a lot of fucking money in theaters so far.
So I wanted to get into it a little bit, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. I don't mind because I actually watched it also. So
okay, yeah, yeah, because that was the question that I asked you before, that, you know, if you did watch it, because it's the whole thing of, remember how I told you, like, if you didn't watch it, I don't want to get into that rant. Like, that whole Stranger Things thing. Did you ever get to finish that season?
I still haven't finished it, no.
Jesus, buffer.
Like, the thing is, like, it's like I want to, but I kind of don't at the same time. Because I always wind up finding other shit to watch.
Dude, I'm like that with Big Mouth right now with the new season. It's funny because I was trying to watch the episode that I left off on, and there was a scene that I'm watching this in the house, and, you know, my mom was around, and when she was coming to like the living room where I was watching it, it was the most, like, one of those really inappropriate scenes. It was a scene where I think it's Jesse, the character Jesse, whatever, is the episode where she's learning how to touch herself.
Oh, and boy. So she decided, yeah.
Yeah, so Connie decides to tell her, you know, to go online to search for it. So they she was like, you know, search, you know, do a search. And then they show it was a woman with a big fucking vibrator, like, you know, getting off. Ah! And like that scene came up. And as my mom was holding her, was like, oh, I can't watch this.
See, stuff like that. What sucks is that you try to be as like adult as possible. But when it comes to having like other adults in the room, especially like older adults, like parents and shit, you're just like, fuck, I do not want to watch this because it's just fucking weird.
Dude, I told you this before, and I think I mentioned it in an older podcast, that it was like when I watched Shape of Water with my mom because she wanted to watch it. And that scene where the lead, you know, where the female is taking care of business in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the most uncomfortable things to watch something like that.
Like, why does your mom like to the movie?
Yeah, so it just, like, you know, like I said, like, I mean, you're both adults and you know this stuff or whatever, but it's just one of those things, like, I can't watch this with my mom around.
Yeah, no. No, it just makes it super fucking awkward.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is this, she, like, you know, my mom liked that movie, and I'm just like, I did too, but that one scene was just like, I still remember my wife telling me, like, you know. Yeah, yeah, so. It just made me laugh because my wife goes, "You feel awkward watching this with your mom right now."
Then your mom's really like, "I remember when I used to do that."
I think it would have been worse. No. If goes, no, I just think it would have been worse if she would have been like, you know, "Hey, I still do." Oh, no.
I don't want to know that, Ma. That's nasty.
You're a Christian. Christians are not supposed to mention things like that. or at least if you do whatever, you just go to church on Sunday, you know, confess your sins, and hey, you clean slate all over again. Yay! couple of Our Fathers, you know.
A couple of Our Fathers, a couple of Hail Marys. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and clear of all sins. Amen!
Yeah, basically. That's fair. All done. All's fair.
Catholicism.
Yay.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, what you been up to, dude?
Yeah, so we were actually about to get into the Joker. We, of course, we went into the tangents. So
no, because I guess, what I wanted to do is like you give me the bridge thing, and then we go into Joker. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay. I guess we can do that. Yes. So this week's been an interesting week so far. Let's see. What can I say for this week? Didn't really do a lot. One thing that I did get to do was actually I got to chill with my little one with Harley. It was her birthday.
Wasn't it her birthday? Yeah, that was saying her birthday just passed, right?
Yes, her birthday was on Wednesday.
How old is she now?
She's 5.
Oh my gosh, she's kindergarten age.
Yeah, exactly. She's kindergarten age, but she's not in kindergarten yet. But I took her to the zoo, to the Lowry Park Zoo, or the Zoo Tampa that it's called now. They changed the name or whatever, which is a stupid name, but yeah. But
you said Zoo Tampa?
Yeah, Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park. Whatever. It was perfectly fine as being called, you know, Lowry Park Zoo. But they just, yeah, whatever.
Listen, that's dumb, not you. So even though, you got like this weird name now, whatever. You're just like, listen, I just called it the Tampa Zoo.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it was fun. It was fun. We actually went to the zoo. She was super fucking excited because we went really early in the morning. Because it opened at like 9:30. We got there like 9:45, almost 10 o'clock in the morning. And, we just went. We had fun. We got to see a bunch of the animals and stuff. And she was super fucking excited, man. She was so excited that she was like, I want to get on all the rides. They don't have many rides at the zoo, but they do have a couple. They have like two little roller coasters and the fucking Ferris wheel. Not the Ferris wheel, but the fucking the carousel. And
the thing with like the horses and stuff?
Yeah. So we got on the carousel twice. We got on the little roller coaster twice. We got on the log fume twice. So yeah, I was completely soaked after a while. I was not expecting to get completely soaked, but she was like, I want to do it. And I was like, all right, cool, fine, whatever. Let's do it. It's fun. Hanging around with a five-year-old. It's cool.
No, I'm just saying that is like awesome, dude. And like when I saw the pictures, I was just like, I see, you know, like I like when I saw, I think it was one of the pictures of you, like just the vibe that is like, oh man, Steve is good right now.
I was at that moment, cloud nine.
Yeah, I was elated for you. Like, you know, I was like, I was happy. I was like I nodded at the picture, like, if you could see me, like, you go, brother.
Like, you gave me the physical thumbs up at these pictures?
Yeah, like you know, I gave the nod of approval, like, you know, yeah.
Good job. No, it was really fun. And then then the last thing that we did, we actually went into the photo booth or whatever. She's like, I want to take pictures in the photo booth. So I was like, okay, cool. So we went in and fucking, so I was like, okay, you pick whatever you want, like whatever type of design and, you know, the color filter or whatever. And she wound up picking like a negative filter. So
yeah, the inverse. I know. I saw that. I thought it was cute.
Yeah. And I look like Black Santa. Yeah.
I forgot episode 178.
That'd be amazing.
I was Black Santa.
Spend time with like, Black Santa.
That sounds dirtier than what it should really be. Ho, ho, ho.
But it was cool. I like the fact that she actually chose it. And it's funny because like my beard looks like extra white in it.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was funny with the whole negative or whatever. It's like, dude, it looks like, you know, whenever you see like pictures for like a horror movie or whatever, like, you know, like it looks like the bad evidence photos, like if something happened.
Right, exactly. It really does. It's fucking.
So then it kind of made me think, like, you know, oh, she's definitely your daughter, dude. Like, you know, picking the most random shit like that.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was fun. I liked it. I'm excited. I got to spend time with her and everything. And then another thing that I did this week. I got to listen to a fuck ton of music this week, Friday.
I saw that. What was it? Minimum like 5 albums?
5 albums that I was actually excited for. So, Bad Wolves came out with a new album. which is Doc Coyle from God Forbid, one of the drummers from Devil Driver back in the day, from the original version of Devil Driver. Tommy Vex, that was part of Divine Heresy and a bunch of other bands. They came out with a new album called Nation. Then there's also Ice Nine Kills, which is a really, really, really badass band that I actually enjoy, that I will be playing a song from them at the end of the episode. But they came out with, I guess, a deluxe edition of their album that came out last year. And this deluxe edition came out with like 8 new songs on it. And
which says, like, you know, I know you bought our stuff, but you can buy the same stuff with more shit.
Yeah, more shit. And actually, one of the song that I will be playing is actually an acoustic song that features Matt Heavey from Trivium. So yes, it's a really good fucking song, because what Ice Nine Kills does with their music is that they actually each song is basically based on a horror movie. So the song that I'm going to be playing today, is based on Halloween.
How fitting.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's fucking Halloween week coming. So yeah. So there's that one. There's a song based on Scream, on It. There's like tons of, it's a great fucking band. It's metalcore, so you know, it's hit or miss for some people, but I really enjoy it. He actually has a really, really good singing voice on top of a good screaming voice at that. So it's also, you know, something you can get into.
Yeah, it's funny how, like, you know, I trust your judgment on a lot of stuff, dude. But you already know what, like, comes to me in metalcore. I'm just kind of like, I kind of, like, you know, I steer somewhat away from it,
mm-hmm.
because it's not really my thing. I'm more into like industrial metal, somewhat thrash a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm all over the spectrum when it comes to that shit. So.
No, but that's what I do. That's what I appreciate about that, because you introduced me to a lot of different stuff. I mean, we introduce each other to different, like, music and stuff like that. But
oh, yeah.
When it comes to me, like music with me now, I'm very selective, dude, because I will honestly say a lot of, like, newer music now, like, not rock stuff. I'm just saying, like, you know, music in general,
yeah,
has been fucking the drizzling shit, dude.
Speaking of something that isn't shit, Ginger, which I've had featured on the show a few times, they came out with a new album this week as well, called Macro, which is actually really fucking good. What else? What other album came out this week? Saint Estonia, which is actually the lead singer that used to be the lead singer for 3 Days Grace. They came out with a new album as well.
Oh, the one that sounds like Jericho.
Yeah, the one that kind of sounds like Jericho, yeah. but that they came out with a new album, which is really good as well. And one of my favorite albums from this week is actually from a band called Fit for an Autopsy. Straight up death metal. Really good shit. The album's called The Sea of... What is it? The Sea of the Beast. Yeah. The Sea of the Beast or something like that, yeah. It's really fucking good. They're all really, all 5 of those albums are really, really, really good albums. So for those that want some recommendations, take those recommendations, because they're pretty fucking dope.
I don't know why, but now I'm just picturing that thing from Reading Rainbow when we were kids. Like, you know, just, yeah, and that's my choice.
yeah, that's what we do, you know?
Oh, dude. Since like you mentioning ideas and stuff like that, I was joking around my coworker Marlon the other day, and we just started talking about random stuff. Like, so we started talking about Captain Planet.
Oh, he's a hero.
Yeah, he brings pollution down to zero. So yeah, so we were just like, you know, because we were trying to remember, you know, the names of the planeteers.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, I thought of the most random idea ever that was like, I think I may actually do this for shits and giggles. So I said, what if we did a realistic Captain Planet? So my friend goes, what do you mean? Right? And I was like, okay. So let's say, for example, you have either, like, you know, Dr. Blight or Lieutenant Blender, whatever, somebody that catches the Planeteers, right? And you know how each one person, whatever, has their ability, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, dude, if I had Mati's power, the heart, right? Like, you know, for example, let's say I got captured by one of those villains, right? And let's say we're in the city, right? And he has us, like, in a sewer or something. So, you know, he's like, oh, what you gonna do about it? You have Captain Planet here? You know, you don't have space to call him up. So I would be like, you know, I got you. Heart. Call the rats and I just get him. So you know, the rat just chewing his face. Ah, my thigh! Right? So I was like, realistic Captain Planet.
I like it.
Yeah, so my friend was just like, where the fuck do you come up with this stuff? I was like, it's just randomness, dude. Like, you know, just like stupid shit like that.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, is with the random shit.
That's, yeah, because cool. I was just thinking, like, you know, like, you know, like, listen, you already know, like, for example, like, Wheeler, since he had the power of, you know, with the fire and everything like that, he was probably, you know, doing a bunch of stuff, like, you know, hey, look, I could do tricks. Fire! You know, mistakenly committing random acts of arson here and there, but, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Like, oh, no, but, yes. Oh, we had a freaking firebender on our hands.
Yeah, so... Oh, and then because it was funny, because the way that it started was, we were trying to remember the name of the one that controlled water, you know, the Asian girl.
Uh-huh.
And then we looked at it, and it was like, her name is Gi. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, so it was just, like I said, you know, we were just, like I said, it was just so random. Oh, yeah. Man. So, yeah, so... Let's now get into Joker, dude.
let's get into Joker. So, first thoughts on Joker. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
But I'm not going to say it's the best movie ever, like a lot of people are saying.
Okay. What I will say is this, and we discussed this before recording. This is a great film, but it doesn't feel like a comic book film. It's just...
No, it's definitely not a comic book film.
No, I said no. So, yeah, so it's a film inspired by a comic villain. Right. But what I like is the whole premise of, you know, a unique take on a classic character,
mm-hmm.
focusing on a touchy subject.
Yeah.
And people will be like, what do you mean touchy subject? I was like, listen, if you haven't watched the movie, whatever, but if you've heard a lot of the stuff, you already know that it's focused a lot on mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things where, you know, you either like the film or you don't. And when you don't or whatever, it's because you're more than likely probably offended by the situation or don't understand it.
Right.
So I really like the film. I actually went to go see it with, you know, our friend Franny.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought was hilarious was, as we're watching it, there was a scene that popped up. I don't remember exactly what was the scene, but her and I just started laughing because we found it funny, and everyone else was like in shock, and we had people looking at us because we're laughing.
Which scene was it?
I don't know if it was a, I don't remember if it was a, like, it had to be a killing scene, like, or something like that, that, or something that he said that was like, all, like I said, I don't remember. She would, you know, she would probably remember more of it. But it was just, listen, when I went to go watch that movie, before I went to go watch it, I had a personal situation that occurred that was like a little, you know, a little not in the best moods. So it was just hanging out with a good friend just to kind of get over my, you know, my.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, my Eeyore-ness, you know. Why bother? So yeah, so you know,
trying to get over emo out. Alex.
Go fuck yourself. Listen, I like, you know, I'm a rock or metalhead dude or whatever. I hate when people like, you know, when you listen to that emo music, you can go fuck yourself.
It's okay to have your hair to the side, dude.
Yeah, like the fucking kids from South Park, the fucking goth.
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, yo, you look, don't hang with the emo kids. We're not emo, we're fucking goth. And even with that, I'm not goth either, so, you know, whatever. But yeah, it makes me laugh, because in the past, I've hung out, because I had a lot of goth friends, so I've gone to goth parties, I've gone to all these things, and it made me laugh that I'm going to give you the stereotype from every fucking goth party that I ever went to. There are always like two songs that always come up at least once per night in fucking goth parties.
Mm-hmm.
One is fucking Confusion, that fucking song from Blade. It's an awesome song, but yeah. In every goth party, when that fucking song comes up, they all start fucking raving and dancing. It's just like,
because that was the beginning.
Yeah. So, and then another one is I forget the name of the band, like it escapes me right now, but the song is called Dead Stars.
You said Death Stars?
Dead Stars. D-E-A-D, Dead Stars. And it's an awesome song. It is fucking catchy as hell. I think the group's name is Covenant. Mm. And like, if anything, whatever, I just say for next week, if you want, I want to choose that song to play, you know. If you don't mind.
You said Dead Stars.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Dead Stars. It's I believe it's one word. You know what? I'm gonna
Google do a research right now,
real so. Quick. Yeah, I think it's one of the groups called Covenant. And this song in every fucking goth party, they always played this shit.
It's and Dead of Stars. Course, it's the same two thing. Separate words.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's Covenant, right?
Yes, it's by a band called Covenant, yes.
Yeah. So, like, it's a catchy song, right? And
I probably heard it before. I just don't remember if I have.
Dude, if you listen to it, whatever the hell, right? Like, you know, and if you've been to at least one of those fucking goth parties or whatever the hell, like, you've heard that fucking song.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this before.
Yeah, so there you go. See? Told you.
Yeah, I remember slightly noticing these things before, back in the day.
Yeah, okay, so then another thing was this. When it came to, like, the goth parties or whatever, so... you know, like the everybody had their own, like, you know, like the ones that were like really into whatever always had their own set of fangs.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me laugh, because I'm just like, when I was younger, I thought that was cool. And then when I got older, I'm just like,
why?
No, I mean, like, I really thought about it. It's like,
see, I'm not even
impressed by this. Like, you know, like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, that's cool. I would like to have my own thing. And then, you know, watching wrestling, like Gangrel, but Gangrel got them really done in him. You know, like, he
See,
really
I
had
never,
them.
I never got into the whole point of like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get fangs. That's it. For me, it was like, no, why? We both know somebody that had fangs.
Dude, I like... Like, a lot of people from that scene that, like, you know, when they used to hang out, because one of my best friends was a DJ for, you know, for these things. Actually, more than one of my, like, good friends were DJs for these fucking parties and
yeah.
stuff. And,
yeah, one of the dudes that we both know, that we both have a mutual acquaintance to, is somebody that you spoke about a couple episodes ago that you saw at your Comic Con. He had
fangs. I have a brain fart right now. I have a brain fart right now, dude.
You have a brain fart right now?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to mention him or not.
Yeah, but he had fangs.
Yeah, so of course, you know, you like a lot of times when they were young, like, you know, when younger, whatever, at least one or two fucking piercings, usually on that fucking eyebrow, the goddamn lip. Right? Mm-hmm. And like I said, when I was younger, I thought about, like, maybe I wanted to get a piercing, whatever. Then as I got older, it's like, I just want tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And
see, I can never do the whole piercing thing either. Like, that's not my thing. Like, I can't.
No, but like I said, like, when I was younger, I thought it looked cool. And then when I really thought about it, like, when you get older, it's like saying, for example, you know when people get the fucking, the big gauges in the ears?
Yeah.
And have you ever seen, like, someone, like, years later with those big fucking gauges? It just looks horrible.
Yeah, it makes you think, like, okay, what the fuck are they doing with their ear? Why is that even there? Like, is that, like, a sexual thing that they want somebody to, like, fuck them in their ear or some shit? But that's...
No, the fear that I have with something like that is, what if you get caught with, like, you know, somewhere, and then you just, like, whoa, earlobe,
rip. Right, yeah, yeah. Like, like you're going to look absolutely retarded when you get older.
Yeah. And you know, the whole thing is, like, even with tattoos, like, when you get older, you know, they're not going to look the same as on you when you got it years back. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, like, the only tattoo that I have, even though I'm not done with it yet, I've already had it for years, and it still doesn't look bad. I mean, it got a little stretched out because, you know, like I said, I had it for years, but it still looks good.
Yeah.
I just can't wait till when I finally fucking finish it, you know, when money's good. Or if anybody knows an artist that wants to, you know, just, you know, go gun happy and just, you know, like, oh, I'll help you out. I haven't done tattoos in a while. I need practice. Good for you. Go right ahead. Don't fuck up.
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
Fuck.
Yeah. No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, life is too short. TWO, too short.
Yeah. So back to the Joker, because we just...
Yeah, exactly. I love how we go to tangents, dude. Yeah. You're the best.
honestly, like I said, I enjoyed it, but I really thought that it was, like, completely hollow. Like, it had a lot of outside substance, but nothing that was, like, made it a complete solid film. Like, I'm not even gonna say watered down, because it was pretty violent at times, but it was more like a character piece. Like there was nothing there. I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. Like, yeah, his acting was great, and a lot of the story was pretty good, but as far as, like, everything else that was surrounding him was kind of, like, kind of lame and kind of predictable in a way. Like,
dude, when he killed that guy, the one that the whole gun thing.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was, like, one of the scenes that people looked at. That was it. We were laughing at that scene. When he got killed and then the midget's freaking out. I'm sorry, little person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see right now. Yeah, I don't want to feel sorry, but you use the word bitch. Yeah.
No, Hornswoggle, go away.
You son of a bitch.
No, see, there were some scenes that were actually, like, pretty good, but the one thing that kind of, like, threw me off, even though, of course, it's not a story about a superhero, it's the fact that I was still expecting Batman, even though knowing that it has nothing to fucking do with Batman. And it was cool that they actually did have, you know, little moments as far as, like, oh yeah, we're in Gotham, of course, but this is the Bronx. But
dude, but no, remember,
but they also did mention that, you know, the whole Wayne family and all the shit that was going on.
Well, remember, you had Thomas Wayne.
Right. Yeah, you had Thomas Wayne as.
And actually, you know, the Joker did actually meet young Bruce Wayne. So.
Right. Yeah, but what I'm talking about as far as like Batman.
Oh, you wanted to see like, you know, it kind of go to the present.
Right.
All right, I got you on that. Well, for me, the thing that like we talked about outside, you know, like before we started recording, was that the vibe that I got from this, like it felt really Fight Club-y, if you will. I know that's not a word, but that's the only way that I could kind of explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That, you know, it, and I told you before, as a film, I really liked it. You know what I mean? It, like, it felt like.
Yeah, most definitely a good indie film. I agree with that. But I see it more as a Taxi Driver than a Fight Club.
Well, the reason why I say Fight Club is it was just how when they got into, you know, the... Damn, well, I mean, I guess since we're talking about it, we can kind of spoil it already. So, you know, and we did give the warning ahead that we were going to talk about it. So the part where... they kind of went backtrack, and the girl that he hooked up with, he never really hooked up with. It was all in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that right there was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then when he went to the apartment, she started freaking out, and that's when, you know, all that stuff. And then once he left, it was that thing, like, did he kill her?
Yeah, no, see, that's one thing that I kind of, like, off the bat, like, already knew. I was like, okay, yeah, that's not what's going to happen, because he already has, like, a specific type of motive for what he's trying to do, and he's not going to do it for the one person that's actually being nice to him.
Yeah.
At least at this point in his, you know, in his life. Like, I would not have been surprised if he actually did it to, like, his social worker or his psychiatrist or whatever the fuck she was. Because she was a bit of a dick to him.
Yes? No, I would not her. The girl that he was fucking, dude.
No, I know that. I know what you're neighbor. Saying. I know exactly what you're saying. Because she, like I said, she wasn't being a dick to him at all throughout the entire movie. Like, yeah, she kind of was like, yo, back the fuck up. But she was still, you know, she wasn't like...
She wasn't mean to him.
Exactly. The people that he usually wind up doing shit to was the people that were fucking assholes to him.
Yeah. And actually, with that whole thing near the end, when he confronted, I forgot the name of the you know, De Niro's character.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when he...
The bootleg Jay Leno.
Yeah, the... Yeah, so... When he stated, like, you know, oh, you're going to, you know, you're like, I'm paraphrasing, like, you know, oh, you're going to judge me, whatever, when you're actually the fucked up one. You know, you actually, you called me here because you were making fun of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If I die, no one will care. But, you know, if I do something, you know, then people finally, you know, if I do something extreme, then people care.
Yeah. And it's funny because they redid that scene from the Dark Knight animated one that came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
Did you watch that one, the Dark Knight? I think it was like Dark Knight Returns or whatever.
I started watching it. I never got to finish it, but from what I saw, it was like really good. Yeah. I got, like, listen, there's a lot of movies and stuff I got to catch up on. And actually, after we saw that movie, we actually saw another movie, because, like I said, I went to the old theater where I used to work at. So mm-hmm. I was able to, you know, get, you know, I was offered passes because, you know, I never left that job in any kind of negative way.
Right.
And I'm cool with the managers, so they have no problem. So I asked the manager that was on duty, like, is it okay, I can catch it. None of the movie, like, yeah.
Okay.
So the other movie that I got to see was a movie called Trick.
Okay.
Yeah, with Omar Epps and Jamie Kennedy and other actors that I don't remember the name at this point.
Wait, Jamie Kennedy's in this movie?
Yes.
Wow, is it a comedy?
No, it's a horror movie, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's a horror movie based off of, like, you know, based off of the holiday Halloween, you know. So
okay.
So the premise of the movie is this: it's in the beginning of the movie, you have these kids, you know, like juniors, seniors from high school, whatever, having a Halloween party. And they're doing there's a game that they take a knife or whatever, and you know, it's like trick or treat on the knife and all that stuff. And you spin the knife, and whenever it lands on the person, you make out with them or whatever the hell. So there was this one dude that was there that his name was like Patrick Weaver or something like that, but he went by the nickname Trick. And this dude was wearing this awesome fucking jack-o'-lantern mask that was like double-sided.
Mm-hmm.
So one side was like, you know, like kind of like the whole like surprise scare thing. The other one was like super scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
So when the person spin the knife, it landed on Trick, and it was two dudes, so they had to kiss. So this dude, when he was about to, like, he puts the mask from scary to, like, kind of surprised. And then when he was about to go for him, the dude picks up a knife and starts, going crazy, starts killing people.
Okay.
And it's just, like, so it's, like, this whole thing of, you know, like, this kid gone crazy. So after he killed, like, a bunch of people and stuff like that, and they one of the people actually stopped him, that he was, like, cuffed in the hospital. And this is when they introduced Omar Epps' character, which is a cop. So when he comes in, he's trying to, like, talk, like, ask questions to this dude. He just got, like, stabbed with a fucking, I forget what you name that. I forget the name of that device. You know, when it's like a long metal thing that whenever you have a fire that you can try to like move the embers and stuff like that.
Like a fire poker?
Yeah, but there you go, poker. Yeah, so he got stabbed with the poker, but you don't, like, you know, you find out later in the movie, like a lot of stuff happened, but the whole thing was that every year on Halloween, that this kid would kill people, you know, and it was the whole thing of the, like, they don't know, like, you know, oh, is he a monster? Is he a thing? It kind of ends up with the whole screen premise or whatever the hell, that no, it's just people doing this thing, and you have, like, this, you know, this group committing the crimes.
Okay.
So I don't want to really get into it, because it was like the beginning was cool, then it kind of like lagged a little bit, had its moments, and then just kind of fell apart at the end.
Like a typical B-rated like horror movie.
Yeah, but the whole thing was like, you know, how they try to, like, you know, have a twist or whatever at the fucking end, and it was just like you kind of see it coming.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was just like, you know, how it wasn't even like too subtle.
Okay.
But at the same time, it was just like kind of obvious, like, okay. So yeah, so I mean, I saw it for free. It was entertaining. I like the way that I can put it is this: it's like, listen, if you want an hour to kill and you got nothing else better to do, you can watch that movie.
You can go to sleep.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
Or you can go. You can go back and watch Joker again.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Like, well, do I recommend Joker? Yeah, go check it out. But
yeah. Listen, if you could find it on a Fire Stick or whatever, and you just like, I want to watch a random movie, and since it's the Halloween season, you could watch Banana Split.
Oh, so there is another movie actually that I did watch that was actually like kind of like a creepy movie.
What was that?
I watched it on Netflix, and there was actually this movie called Creep. It stars Mark Duplass from the League.
Okay.
He's actually one of the writers and directors of the movie. And it's an indie movie or whatever, but it's also a found footage horror movie. And it's actually really, really, really fucking interesting. And like I was like not looking forward to seeing shit sometimes, like especially like found footage movies. But this one actually caught my attention because, of course, Mark Duplass, I like him as an actor. He's pretty good. I've seen most of the stuff that he's in, I really enjoy. Like, I've seen him in The League, of course, and a couple other movies that he's done.
Who is he again?
Which one is he?
Is he the main one that his brother is fucking Jean Legend?
No. No, not him. That's Steve Renazzisi.
Okay, so I remember Paul Scheer, which is the guy they always made fun of.
Yes.
Yeah, Jean Legend, fucking Taco. The fucking the Jason, what is it?
Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah, that he's the weird friend that always try to hang out with him.
Super fucking weird friend.
Yeah. Steve. Well, of course, Nick Kroll
with the baby with Chalupa Batman.
Okay.
And the other one.
All right.
The one that's like, normal of the crew.
Okay. I'm gonna have to like rewatch it, dude, because you know, like it's one of those things where. I watched it here and there because, you know, you made me watch a few episodes and I decided to kind of start watching it and then I just fell off because I was trying to catch some other shit.
Mm-hmm. It's fair. It happens. So
it's like saying
about Creep. Okay. So Creep is,
I'm sorry. Tangents as always.
Yeah. So Creep is actually pretty interesting because, like I said, it's a found footage movie and what happens in this found footage movie is that you actually, this dude puts out an ad. So he puts out an ad for, you know, a documentary person or whatever, a person to film, you know, their day-to-day life or whatever. So this one dude, he answers the ad and he calls it to the house. And you find out some shit about, you know, Mark Duplass' character. And you find out that he's actually crazy. And it all takes place within a few days. It's not just, you know, it's supposed to be that, you know, he's just supposed to be recording for 24 hours, but some shit happens and it goes back and forth. But in the end, it's very, very, it's a very satisfying ending. Satisfying in a way that, holy shit, I was not expecting that to happen that way. It's not
also, like a good twist.
Horror movie. Yes, it is a good twist. And it's one of those twists that you're like, oh shit, I can't believe that actually this actually happened this way. So I highly suggest for you guys to go check out Creep. It's on Netflix, so it's worth it. If you have your Netflix subscription or if you have, you know, your brother.
Your friend's account.
Yeah. But yeah, go check that shit out. I guess the only thing, yeah, exactly. So the only thing in geek shit that I really want to talk about right now is something that came out this week that I was like, okay, I'm excited but not excited. And the thing that came out is actually this trailer for Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. The final trailer for this. And I know, Alex, you're not, you can give a fuck less about Star Wars, but.
No, but I give people the respect because, you know, it does have a legacy and it does have a huge fan base. I still feel kind of bad because after the first official Star Wars that I've seen in its entirety was episode one. And that really deterred me from that whole fucking series, dude.
That's completely like that, fair, dude. Because honestly, for those that don't know, is that like episode one was actually marketed for children. It was made for children.
Yeah, and it is painfully obvious, dude.
Yeah. It is painfully obvious when you're a grown-ass person watching this fucking movie. You're like, what the fuck? Why is this not, like, dope? And it's not. Like, it has its decent parts. It has its redeemable parts. But as in the...
Yeah, just not pod racing and Jar Jar.
Yeah. So, The Rise of the Skywalker. So, what I'm going to say about this movie is my opinion. If you don't like my opinion, you can eat a dick. But,
nom, 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 nom.
Honestly, watching this trailer, and I'm going to get some flack for it, but I don't care, is that at this point with the trailer that I did see, I did not get any of the feels that I did when I saw any of the other trailers for anything. Watching this trailer kind of left me like, eh.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I totally get that.
It left me with like, I'm not going to say like a shitty taste in my mouth, but it left me just thinking like, is this really how you're going to end this fucking thing? Like, so much shit has been coming out for it. So much, like, back and forth. Like, oh, this is going to be good. It's going to be great. It's going to be the most amazing thing. And then watching this trailer, I was just like, I don't get it. I don't see why everybody's so excited for this fucking trailer. Like, I enjoyed the last few movies. I'm one of the few people that actually enjoyed the last, especially the last one, like The Last Jedi. I actually enjoyed it. Like, yes, there were a lot of things wrong with it, but seeing this one, I'm like, yeah, I'm not excited for it. I wasn't excited for Solo. Like, I was kind of excited for it watching the first trailer for it, but when actually listening to and watching the last couple after that, I was like, yeah, this is not something that I'm really interested in.
Do you think it's because maybe it's a little bit of oversaturation now?
It could be a little bit of oversaturation. It could be. But, like, at the same time, I am actually excited for, what's it called? For The Mandalorian that's coming out on Disney Plus. I'm excited for that.
Yes, Back to the Future DeLorean. Yes.
Because that actually looks like something that's Star Wars-y. This actually looks like Star Wars, but it's like a watered-down kind of version of Star Wars. Something that's like, it's been rehashed over and over again. Like, I kind of want a whole new story, which is what we're supposed to be getting in The Mandalorian. It's a whole newer type of story. Because, like, of course, we've seen all the Skywalkers since, like, the fucking 60s. Well, the 70s, correction. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
My God, that'd be hilarious. This is the 60s or whatever. It's like, oh, so since, like, it was in Lucas's head before he actually put it on paper? Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, like, just seeing the fact that they're, like, rehashing these characters just one more time, and then the fact that, like, we see, you know, minor little glimpses of, like, Rey and fucking, what's his face? Fucking Kylo Ren doing shit and fucking little moments of Billy Dee Williams in the Millennium Falcon, and you're just like, okay, we see like a clip, a glimpse of fucking like Palpatine in a fucking like a wheelchair and shit. Like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, well, remember he got thrown off by Vader, so you know.
Right. Yeah. Like, I see some of the things that's kind of like interesting, but like, I'm like, I really don't care. I'm sorry to say it, like, I don't really care for it. Am I gonna see it? Yes, I am gonna see it. But
what was weird for me is the whole thing of what was it, Kylo Ren? Well, this is how I took it when I saw the bits and pieces of the trailer that I saw. There was one part where he's about to fight, what's her name, Rey?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another scene where it looks like they're together fighting, which I was just like, what the fuck?
Right, yeah.
So, you know, it was just like, you know,
like what I'm assuming is that, of course, he's trying to fucking like redeem himself in some type of way. Which I kind of get, of course. You know, he's trying to
be a better person.
Yeah. He's trying to be good in some type of way. I get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I killed my dad.
Right. Exactly. And you know, in trying to find the force and trying to find the balance within the force, you're gonna have, you know, the back and forth, which makes sense. But like, honestly, right now, like, I'm just like, eh. I could take it or leave it. I'm not gonna be like rushing to go watch it. Like I posted, I was like, yeah, am I excited for it? No. Am I not gonna see it? I am gonna see it. Am I like dying to go see it? No. Can I wait a few days? Yeah. Am I gonna camp out for it? No.
I was gonna say, for you, I would put it more in the lines of, I'll probably watch it like a few weeks after it's out, so I can at least get a seat or catch it like a matinee. So
I don't have to Yeah.
I don't even have to go see it in 3D. I'll just see it regular.
Yeah, exactly. And like honestly, like I wouldn't even mind if like I want, like, kind of want watch it like at home on the bootleg. Like it's not gonna offend me if I do watch it on bootleg. I can be like, okay, cool, I saw it. But we'll see. The more the date comes, the more I kind of want to see it. Kind of don't want to see it. And I've watched this trailer a few times, and I'm just like, do I want to spend like $10 in the theater for this movie? No.
I was gonna say, more than likely, since you've been a fan for ages, right? Maybe it'll hit you slightly as the time comes on. So like, you know, you're like kind of reserved, like, you know, I could wait. And then when it starts getting there, it's like, I kind of can't wait.
Right, exactly.
And maybe later on or whatever, I can't wait, but I'll still be reserved.
Yeah. Like I said, like, I might go see it. And if I do see it, I'll probably go see it for like a fucking matinee or some shit. So I'm not going to be spending that much money on it. But,
$5 Tuesdays.
Yeah. Well, regardless, like, matinees are like $6 over here, so.
All right, $6 Tuesday.
but yeah, it's one of those things that I'm just like, is it the fact that there's like too much shit going on nowadays? That's just a lot of shit that's just been kind of like not good, or is it just me just being too much of a critic about it? I don't know.
I think it's one of the lines of, like, since you've been a, you know, loyal fan for such a long time, that maybe somewhere deep down you kind of had like a thought of maybe
where
you thought it was going to go, and they didn't put it into your liking. Like, you know, like, oh, like maybe like you as a critical fan would have been like, I think maybe I would have done it like this rather than how it was put out from the get.
Yeah, yeah. So like the main thing that kind of like threw me off from, like, not necessarily like all of them, but in the last one especially, like the Last Jedi, was the whole scene with fucking Leia just in space, just floating in space, like nothing happened. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Really? This make what? Why?
I can tell you what happened.
Yeah,
she got her Fox Venus powers.
Yeah, it was like, and there's little things here and there. It's like, ugh, whatever. But like I said, it was still enjoyable. I still enjoyed it. So like, I'm kind of excited. I'm like on the fence on this one. Like, I'm excited for it, but I'm not excited for it. I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see until fucking December. So, yeah, is there anything else you want to touch on so far
this week? Yeah, the article that I found.
Yes.
So I thought it was a weird thing. So that's why I shared it with you. And it was funny because how we talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently AEW is going to team up with the most unlikely of allies, Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so on their next show, the next live show of AEW Dynamite, mm-hmm. which is this coming Wednesday on, I believe is the 30th, same day as my anniversary. There was a tweet put out by AEW that they stated that Rick and Morty are all elite.
That's awesome.
And the reason, why this merger is together is that both TNT and Cartoon Network are, Turner companies. So I guess this is just, a cross promotional thing, to put AEW out there more, to get more of an audience, which actually in the ratings against WWE's NXT, right, that they've been doing better than NXT.
Of course, because there's not many people watch NXT. Like, people who are watching NXT because they were just like, okay, this is something different to watch, because it's not, your regular Raw, your regular SmackDown.
Dude, the concept of NXT was this was the developmental
promotion. The minor leagues.
Well, not really the minor leagues. It's you're in the WWE, but you're not in the WWE. That's technically how it is.
The minor leagues. Yeah, the farm team.
Yeah, so, but within time, NXT actually started becoming more of a thing where a lot of disgruntled wrestling fans rather watch that than the actual WWE product.
Mm-hmm. Because at one point,
but it now,
was all about, the storylines and all this other shit. It was just let's just fucking...
Yeah, so the thing that NXT did was that they focused more on matches versus on storyline. You still have storyline or whatever here and there, but they kept it more to, we have,
this set of basics.
Whatever. Yeah, instead of going backtracking with stories and other stuff and then maybe a match or two, it's different. No. You have matches. And mm-hmm. originally when it was on the network, it was an hour show. Now, since it's on USA, it went up to a 2-hour show. So, of course, you have to fill it up with content.
Yeah. With blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But going back to the story, and, like I said, fucking tangent. so, because of which, right, I guess they're trying to push because, what is it, in the beginning of November, begins the new season of Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the second week of November or something like that.
Yeah. So this promotion, if you will, I guess if anything is, so you can have the Rick and Morty fan base watch wrestling, because honestly, and maybe you may agree with me, Steve, that a lot of people like Rick and Morty are people that like other stuff too. And,
mm-hmm.
pro wrestling fans are, geeks, but, to wrestling.
Yeah.
And, a lot of geeks also like watching, TV shows, usually cartoons. Rick mm-hmm. Morty is one of those shows where you have a cult following.
Yeah. And that's a huge demographic right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And AEW has that vibe of a cult following. So, this merger, I believe, it can actually be a good thing.
It's not a bad thing, for sure.
Yes, I mean, I don't think you're gonna have every week or whatever. You're gonna watch a show, and then and now for analysis, Rick Sanchez, and then Morty comes out. Rick, I don't know if we can really talk about. Shut up, Morty. Yeah, but you got me, dude. It's helping. You're helping your sister network promote it's newer stuff, if you will.
Yeah, it's one hand washing the other.
Yeah. one hand washing the other, and you know, who knows? Maybe in the future you may have, like, let's say in an episode, you know, guest starring Cody Rhodes, you know, as his voice for, you know, Rick and Morty. Or you're gonna have Dan Harmon or fucking, I forgot, was it Justin Roiland, you know, special guest referees in the main event for AEW Dynamite.
Oh, that'd be pretty dope. That really would be, actually.
But yeah.
Like, I'm excited. I wouldn't mind seeing that shit.
Jesus Christ, imagine if it was copyright in the City Geeks 2019.
Basically.
Yeah, but yeah, but like I said, like when I saw that article, like, it's interesting. Like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna bring it up. And I would love to, you know, hear Brian's take on it. But if I remember correctly, Brian is not a fan of Rick and Morty, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think he is. But we'll just have to ask him.
Yeah, I guess if anything, next time when he comes on, we'll just bring up that story. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, we're going to backtrack slightly for this one story, just, you know, just to get Brian's take on it.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I guess that wraps it up for this week, right?
I believe so. I mean, they were like, what was it?
There's a couple more stories or whatever, but we can do them shits next week or whatever. If nothing else, you know.
Yeah, I think it's fine. But there was one that caught my attention. Because, I mean, I haven't watched it. But it just seems like it falls into the line of what's been going on with a lot of Marvel stuff lately anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole Runaways being canceled after two seasons.
Not Runaways. Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yes, Runaways is no. Still going for the third season.
Yeah, I was going to say third, like, wasn't it third, and I think it renewed for fourth, something like that. I don't know.
I'm not sure if they got renewed for their fourth, because the third one hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
But Cloak and Dagger...
Well, like I said, there's just so much stuff, because, I mean, like, there was other news, too. I don't know if you saw this one, that apparently John Bernthal's Punisher might be introduced to the MCU.
No, he wants it to be introduced into the MCU.
Oh, then I guess I read that wrong. Oh, look at that. This is what happens when you... No, this is what happens when you have all these random geek news popping up here and there, and people just, like, you know, so... Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's the one that's like, yo, like, put me back into this shit. Like, I kind of want to keep doing this. But of course, you know, now they know Kevin Feige's doing all this other shit, so he's like, I don't know, we'll see. But as far as Cloak and Dagger, I guess we could talk about it, because that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about, was Cloak and Dagger, basically Freeform was like, yo, listen, like, we were thinking about giving you a third season, but, you know, your first season was pretty dope, we got a lot of people watching it, but when it came down to the second season, they only had, like, they dropped, like, 40% of their viewers. Which is a decent amount of fucking people. And they were like, you know what?
Yeah, that's it, dude. That's like almost half the fan base, so yeah.
Yeah. So they were just like, you know what? We're just gonna pull the plug. Like, we appreciate everything you guys did. But yeah. Catch you guys on the flip side.
Yeah.
what they basically said, what Freeform said, was we are proud of Cloak and Dagger, of Marvel Cloak and Dagger, and the trailblazing story that this series told. We are also grateful for the incredible talent of Olivia Holt and Aubrey Joseph for being these beloved characters to life, bringing these beloved characters to life. And the showrunner, Joe Potsky or whatever, for his vision. We'd like to thank our partners at Marvel Television for the wonderful two seasons, and we are hopeful that we can find another project together. So basically saying, like, yeah, we this was cool while it lasted. But let's see if we can do some other shit. Yeah. So Cloak and Dagger, like I said, I watched the first season once or whatever. I did not get a chance to see the second season. But from the first season, I enjoyed it.
I think it falls into the line of what happens with any show. Like, you know, you go kind of like balls out season one.
Yeah.
And you back off a little bit for season two.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with Cloak and Dagger is that actually it was more of a drama-based type show instead of more like superhero, more superhero-y type shit. Even though there was some superhero type shit because of course dealing with, you know, light and dark or whatever. But it just I could see where people just fell off of it. And I could see where people just like gave up. Like, okay, yeah, whatever. Plus it's like it's one of those channels. It's like formerly ABC Family. Who really watches that shit? So yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I was gonna say that kind of reminds me of the whole thing of Terminator: The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Right. That
season one was amazing.
Yeah.
The first half of season two was kind of like slow.
Mm-hmm.
Then it picked up at the end, but because of that slow thing and people just like, you know, giving up on that show, that got canceled too.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But the good thing is that we actually get to see Cloak and Dagger in the third season of Runaways. So that's one thing to look forward to. So we'll see.
I also think that maybe, if anything, what may happen is since they did that, it gives them an opportunity to, you know,
to have them join the Runaways. Again.
Or like, you know, that they cross paths again. So, you know, so you can kind of feel like, you know, oh, see, they're not really gone.
Right. Yeah. That would be cool. That would be really cool. Kind of like the same way that DC did with Constantine, and they brought him into like the Legends of Tomorrow and stuff after his show was canceled.
Well, that's usually smart. So if you have some, you know, like someone that has a name,
mm-hmm.
you could just like, you know, hey, yeah, look, he's here or she's here.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
They're not gone. So, you know, who knows? They could be a reoccurring character.
Yeah, and which is something that they did with Constantine. He did the entire last season of Runaways. Late Legends.
Look at that. Both of us, whatever, stumbling on shit. Yay!
Yeah.
So ladies, he did the entire season. We had a long work week.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, I enjoyed that season of Legends a lot. So yeah, I guess that sums it up for this week.
Yeah, it was a lot too, and it was fun, man. Thank you.
It was. Thank you. So, go to intercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have Brides Who Jay Presents, as well as the Inner City Geeks webcomic. We also have Inner City Geeks Turntable, which we have a new episode coming out this week.
Listen. Like, they're like two. I gotta listen to the last two.
Yeah, dude, they're interesting episodes, man. They're pretty cool.
Dude, I love when you and Charlie get into like the music conversation.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoy it, man. We have, like I said, we only have a few more episodes left. We have like four more episodes left for the entire season. So yeah, keep an eye out for those or an ear out for those. We also have Comics Con Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, Good Games, and a whole bunch of shit on intercitygeeks.com, but only sometimes. So you can check all that shit out.
I was going to say, you forgot one thing.
What?
First Watch.
Oh, yeah, First Watch also, yeah. Yeah. That should be coming back sometime soon. We'll see. Yeah, so just check all that shit out. What else? Check out on intercitygeeks.com. Yeah. On intercitygeeks.com before you go listening. But if you go to the bottom of the page, and you will find links to Amazon.com, where you can, of course, you could buy shit like you usually buy. Just click that link and you can go buying whatever. But also through that link, you also can get one free month of Amazon Prime. Yay. Who doesn't want Amazon Prime? It's pretty fucking dope. Amazon Prime is awesome.
Those that can't afford the extra money to buy for Prime.
Yo, for real, for real. And plus, like, you could, what you could do, like, you could buy your Amazon Prime for the month or whatever for free, and just cancel it. Get all the shit that you want for free for a month, and then fuck it. You could also, like, take advantage of like, fucking watching Prime Video or Prime Music. Like, Prime Video has a lot of fucking cool shit on it. Like, there's the Miss Maisel's on there. There's also the new Jack Ryan's coming back out for another season, which is actually a really good show. I don't know if you've watched that, but it's actually really good. There's a lot of shit out there. Good Omens is really good on there. Yeah. Bunch of shit. The Boys.
Wow, you forgot to mention. Yeah, there you go. I was going to say you forgot to mention one that you were raving about before.
Yeah, The Boys, which is actually really fucking good. But yeah, you should guys should check all that shit out on Amazon Prime. But you got to click through that link first to get a free month. And then you could actually literally watch all that shit within a month. Of course, not watch anything else, but could do that. Yeah, so click on that link. Takes you straight to Amazon. Check all that shit out. If you don't want to check that out, you can just continue your shopping like you usually do.
That's yeah, but still click that link if anything, whatever. It gives us
a little kickback, yeah. And then yeah. What else we have on it? We also have a link. Yeah, exactly. I might want one. You can find a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company for dudes like us, people like us, you know, geeks and people that like to wear shirts. So
imagine whatever you guys is almost going to go on there, whatever. Like, I don't wear shirts.
Yeah, basically. No, but they have t-shirts and hoodies and sweatshirts and hats and a whole bunch of cool shit. All, you know, made by people like us, for people like us, kind of like FUBU, but not really. So click on that link and at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of whatever you're buying. Do that. So Sick Ow. Clothing Company dot
co.
Yes. So Sick Clothing Company .co. Go do that. Also on innercitygeeks.com, we have a link to Cushly, where you can find some pretty good CBD products. So you got the tinctures and the gummies and the oils. And all the shit that you could possibly want as far as CBD wise, you can find it all on Cushly.com. But you click that link, and whatever you will buy, you can get 15% off at checkout. So make sure you go check that out. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, as well as Google Play Music, and on Spotify. Also, you can find the show on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks, on the Twitters at innercitygeeks, on Instagrams at innercitygeeks. You can find Alex Ware.
You can find me talking to Steve right now about to end this show.
Yeah.
But honestly, on Twitter, you can find me at Deny, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram, you can find me at Deny, D-I-N, period, Y, period, E-D.
Yes.
Where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on the Twitters and on the Instagrams at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And yeah, that's pretty much fucking it for all the shit that we've had to talk about this week.
And it was a lot again.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. It was a good lot, though. It wasn't a bad lot. Almost a sand lot, but, you know.
Yeah. Minus the fucking dog Hercules.
Right, exactly. So before we go, I guess, Alex, you say goodbye first.
Until next time, folks.
Yeah. And before I go, like I always, you know, like to bring in the musics. I mentioned it earlier, but the band that I will be playing today is a band called Ice Nine Kills. And they just came out with an album today as of this recording. And it's actually a really, really, really good album. Like I said, it was also a re-release from an album that they came out with last year, but they added a bunch of other songs in it. And the ones that they did add is actually like an acoustic version of one of the songs that I really enjoy. It's actually, the song is called Stabbing in the Dark. And the theme of this one is Halloween. And it features Matt Heavey from Trivium. So check it out. Happy Halloween, everybody. And remember, don't be a dick. But also remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
In calculated silence, captivated by the violence I replay from 15 years ago today. Oh, an evil evolution will bring a feeble institution to its knees. Oh, doctor, can't you see that when the hands of fate fall on the midnight hour, behind this mask of pain, that's on the devil's power. These are the devil's eyes. Kids won't make it home tonight. With the madness void of reason, I kill with every strike. I haunt you day after day, knife after knife, taking life after life. When the hands of fate fall on the midnight hour, behind this mask of pain, that's on the devil. Stream of the crop, a silent cut above the rest, where blood's thicker than water. I've carved up quite a scene with your worst fears cast on this white veneer. I've changed the face of Halloween. You can't kill the boogeyman. When the hands of fate fall on the midnight hour, behind this mask of
fatalities reported on Orange Grove Ave. The suspect has been identified as one Michael Myers. He is armed and extremely dangerous. Shoot to kill. I repeat, shoot to kill.
I am the shadow where there once was light, strangling all sides of life. It's either you or some kid down the street. The choice is yours. Trick or fucking.